Ellen Laird here reporting for KNLV Sports, speaking with Damon Rother, a junior from Central Valley. And on Tuesday's win over Spalding Academy for boys D26 sub-districts, Damon broke the single-game boys state record, hitting 14 three-point baskets out of the team's total 21 three-point baskets. The previous holder of this record is Jeff Wolfgram of Madison in 1989 with 13. That is tied by Traden Prasoski of Riverside in 2017. Not only did he break the record, the team was short 1 3-point basket of breaking the state mark as well, which is held by the 2015 Ainsworth team with 22. Now, Damon, tell us, besides Tuesday's record, what is the highest 3-point basket PR you've ever had in your high school career?
Oh, my first ever one is actually my sophomore year, the very first opening game. I went 6-for-7 versus Palmer, my very first high school basketball game. And I guess I haven't really got much from then. I just kind of got hot that night, and I guess I got lucky and got hot this night, and that was about it.
Did you ever think you could break the state record?
I didn't think I did. I could have. My coach told me I hit 9 in the first half, and I didn't even think that I did, but I guess I did miss a single shot in the first half, so I was 9-for-9, and then coming into the second half, I was a little scared and missed 3 right out of the bat, and I thought I was done for, but then came back and ended up beating the state record, so it was pretty cool.
Damon, what was the atmosphere like during the game with that high of a score?
It was crazy. After I started getting up there about 10 or 11, the crowd started realizing that I could have beat the state record because it was about right at the end of the fourth quarter I hit, I think, my 11th one. And when I tied it up with my 13th, they were really, really getting crazy. And then they knew there was I had a chance for my 14th, so they set up a play for me. And when I hit it, it was just absolutely crazy. The crowd went wild. Both sides were cheering for me. It was just an unbelievable thing to hear.
All right, so you kind of already touched on this, but it had to have had you on cloud 9 once the buzzer sound for the end of the game.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, it didn't really hit me until I got home later that night and I realized that my name's going to be put on a state record for Nebraska. It just really hit me, and it was just really cool to think that I just had to thank my teammates for always handing me the ball, because after I hit about 4 straight, they realized that it was my night and that they had to really give me the ball just to keep leading the team.
Speaking of your team, for your season as a whole, so far, how do you feel the team has done on and off the court?
Oh, this year has been a pretty hectic road. We've always been battling injuries, and we haven't had many subs. And we've been down and always staying at 500. And I really hope that tonight we can have a good win and hopefully get into the district final. It's going to be a hard game versus Riverside. And I just really hope that our teamwork is finally catching. And I just really hope that tonight they can show it and we can beat the number 2 team in the state.
Okay, so even though you're a junior, you're probably thinking a little bit about your future and what do you see for yourself after your high school career is done. Are you thinking about pursuing basketball or another sport?
I haven't really thought about basketball. I thought about football and the little things, but I haven't been the best at basketball. I guess I just got really hot tonight, and it was just crazy. I had to thank my teammates for always giving me the rock.
All right, Damon, thank you, and we wish you best of luck for the rest of the season for you and the team.
Thank you.
Again, that was Damon Rother with Central Valley Cougars. He's a junior who broke the state record for most 3-point baskets made in a single game. I'm Ellen Laird with KNLV Sports.